Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. Said, you can tell me if you're just ignoring me. It'll be better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll know that I have to bring it back up later. I'm okay
with
that.
That's marriage, baby. That's it. Get used to that. That will happen, and I wish you a long and fruitful marriage, but you will be underground before that is ever resolved.
I know hippos are vicious and they'll get you.
I think they're both pachyderms technically. So,
but I'd never seen a rhino run this fast.
I hadn't either.
And I was like, I'm going to send this to the guys.
Call the late Alex Trebek and share that one with you. Dude in back of us, sitting in back of us, goes, my wife left and took my daughter a little while ago. She's not coming back. If you want to use these chairs, you can. Thank you, Carla, for looking the way you do.
Wow.
Thank you, my dear.
That's not happening to Rob and I.
No, that doesn't happen to me and anybody.
When he said his wife and daughter left, did he invite you to sit down with your daughter?
Bada bing.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. When I come in here on the weekend, after the weekend, I'm discombobulated all over again, which means I haven't completely mastered my utilization of space. So, I love the new room. I love it. And I still haven't gotten quite used to it.
You're unaccustomed.
I find myself bumping into things and knocking things over.
It's a set.
It's a set.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And and God forbid, I turn all the lights. I'm a good studio person. I shut all the lights down when I'm done. And then come in here in the morning when it's dark and hit my foot on something.
What about a clapper?
Well, I think I'll just wear a medic alert bracelet around my neck.
No, Mike, they make new clappers. You can even sync them to your Alexa or your Siri. And you can tell when you walk in the garage, Alexa or Siri, to turn on the garage lights.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be a chat clapper, with Mike. Yeah. I'm just going to have one quick chat with Mike.
Like,
is
there Alexa,
a particular reason you decided that you wanted to keep the mouse over there, 15 feet away from you, something you're going to eat? Well, I didn't know. Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know because you're in a hurry and you're late coming in here and you suck. You suck ass. Get with the program.
I wouldn't say that I suck ass.
Oh, you wouldn't? Well, I would say when you don't put things in the right spot, you suck ass. Mike, weight loss or not, F you.
Thank you.
Oh. All right. Very good.
Well, you guys have worked that out. What does weight loss have to do with it? I'm just curious. I don't.
I don't know. The inner government was talking to the inner government. I have no idea why that part of my personality said that to me.
Always top of mind. Always top of mind.
Bon Air in the ABC Islands of the Caribbean. Welcome, Maryland.
What, with the lights?
I can't see.
Oh no.
Toledo City, Philippines. Harlem, Georgia. Branford, Connecticut, and Trinidad and Tobago. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Yeah, it's just everything's kind of at.
Would you like a reference screen closer to you, or are you going to get a larger screen?
No, I'm going to get it all fixed. Okay. You guys are. It's exciting getting new stuff down here all the time, and I know already what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I know the biggest problem, and that's going to be eradicated when we fix that. And I do have one question about the studio.
Please. Mm-hmm.
So we have multiple lights that are in here, and I don't want to get too far in the weeds of this studio,
right.
But a stand came in over the weekend.
Yes.
And I said, this is perfect. I'll be able to put this light stanchion right up on it. It's got the same kind of hole where this little nipple that comes out.
Correct.
And I go over to the light, and I look at something that has bolts coming out of it that looked seriously to me like it might have been soldered on there. Like it might have been fused with nuclear fusion onto the top of the light stand. The best way I can describe it, here's the pole.
Yeah.
I got a hole here on one side. And then with no screw or nut or bolt or anything, there is a thread screw coming out of one side. And I have no idea where it's coming
and
from.
That threaded bolt is soldered. It doesn't come out. It's part of the stand.
It appears to be. It is not. Just to clarify, it is not.
It is not. Well, no. He just said it is.
No, I'm trying to clear because I don't know what you're looking at. I'm trying to clarify what
you're
looking at.
Well, you were in here. It's the face light.
Mike, okay. Who do you think is going to have the best recall?
Well, I just want to know.
It's your boy, Oscar. Hi.
So this, I was trying to get it for today I got it in, and it didn't.
Can I explain?
What? Yeah.
When we arrived to, I want to say Boston, Jesus, Florida, we looked at what we had to work with. We realized that in the packing that there was a turn screw that was a safety screw that is usually on the light you're talking about. And I said, well, there's a backup here. Just what is it? Screw that I can screw into the hole and hold on to the metal. So metal on metal, which is always
fun.
Will
I be able to take it off?
Yes, because I put it on with Rob. That's why I'm so shocked that he's saying soldered on. He held on to the base, and then I just turned it with a wrench.
So what? Don't look at me. I don't remember that.
He just said he put it on with you.
Mike, we tightened a few bolts that weekend. That one does not stick out to me.
It's the main light.
It's a key light.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we'll be able to get the bolt out. That's great news.
Selective amnesia.
Selective
amnesia.
So will I be able to fix it?
Yes. I was.
It's put on like you'd need a blasting cap to get it.
It's actually easier to take off. And
what do I do? Grab a wrench and grab those threads and twist?
Yes. But
moving on, that's listeners don't care.
But you understand,
vice grips will be perfect.
I'm sending you a new turn clamp, so you won't have to use those bolts anymore.
Yeah, good.
Okay. So it'll work.
But I'll still have to take them off.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
Yeah, it'll be easy. That's my favorite word. Yes. I look forward to it. So moving on, we think we've got problems. We don't have problems.
No.
People that have problems are dealing with tornadoes in the western part of the country, midwestern part of the country. Not the least of which. Our audience at KCJJ, late in the day on Friday, some people reached out to us to communicate the problems that they were having in and around our station out there, KCJJ. Mm-hmm. The mighty AM 1630 was knocked off the air. Horrible, horrible tornado outbreak in the Midwest. And people need help. They're expecting more problems tomorrow with the weather. It's a very strange early tornado season in the Midwest. If you can please help out our friends at KCJJ Land, please contact and donate to the Eastern Iowa chapter of the Red Cross. You can call the Cedar Rapids Red Cross. Here's their number. Write it down if you want to pass it along to someone. 319-393-3500, or go to redcross.org and search Iowa, or anywhere else you want to help people that have been the victims of these storms. Another storm predicted for Tuesday, and who knows what that'll bring. But these are, devastating. It's unbelievable.
Did you see the actual storm track? It was like it was designed to hit Coralville. It actually went exactly over Coralville.
For those of you that don't know, is in Iowa.
Yeah,
where our station used to be located. Our station is now in Iowa City.
Correct.
I have friends that live in Coralville, and so be aware of that. That number again is 319-393-3500, or go to redcross.org and search Iowa. The next thing I want to talk about is the show in New Orleans, which it's fun. The closer we get, the more excited we get. In the broadcast today, a little later on, you're going to hear me talk about last-minute tickets. We got about 70, 80 tickets left to the show, and we're excited about this. These are for people that, if you're within driving distance and you want to have a fun weekend, come on down, and we'd love to see you down there. We're also going to sell tickets in New Orleans when we get down there. So take advantage and come out, because we came up with a little something special over the weekend that I am so excited about. I'm looking forward to it already more than anything during the entire show.
It's something we've never done on stage.
No, it's going to be great.
Exactly. Now, have you been curating material for the other thing we talked about, Rob? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Have you?
No, I've got it written in my head. I know exactly the direction to go.
No, I'm talking about what we talked about.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what you guys talked about?
Well, there's two bits we talked about.
The bit about you.
Yes, of course.
We have pictures?
We will have pictures, yes.
Mike, I'll make sure we have pictures. Don't you worry.
We don't, right? It's two weeks. Don't you worry.
No, Mike, we're going to have pictures. I promise.
But we don't now.
Not right now, no. But we have the structure of the bit.
Okay.
We've got the bones of the
bit. No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Hello, America. We'll see you in
New Orleans. Think Oscar and I sound this way every day? It's because every day it's the same shit. Every day.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's different.
It is murdering me.
If I may be clear with the team, it's 2 weeks till the show.
Right.
It's less than 2 weeks till we're all in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Oscar will point out, you should be aware of this because a lot of people probably won't want you. You're going to want to turn off your devices when you hear this. Yes, I do turn into a bit of a monster.
What?
No. Yes, I do. And this is why. Because it's like...
Well, yeah. I guess the question would be, for us, is now that we're 2 weeks out, less than 2 weeks out...
I'm going to try to save all this for all.
Yeah, it's go time. Go yes. time. Go
it is
time.
Go,
go, go,
time.
Go,
I
go,
mean,
go.
Fire drill. I want 50 photographs by tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's what I had planned.
50.
We have a meeting.
No, you did not plan on giving me 50 photographs tomorrow. That is a lie.
No, did we or not, or did we talk over the weekend,
Mike? I'm not going to get into the weeds. I'm simply going to say that's just what I want by tomorrow, because then it'll be fun, and just send them to me. You don't have to write a damn thing, because it's not going to be funny if you do. Not because you're not funny. You're very funny, but it's for you, you know?
I understand.
Just send a bunch of...
Okay.
You know,
I expected we'd have a writing meeting tomorrow because you requested.
I will text you today after the show, a text with what I want, and it'll be easy.
Okay.
You're the one that's good at grabbing stuff and sending it to me, and it'll be easy. All right? Now, last thing. Sorry, we got to take care of this business.
This is a great meeting. I love it.
Two items afterwards that... But the new bit that we came up with, that I came up with over the weekend...
Full credit.
Is going to be... So much fun, and I am so excited about it because it's I like good food. Good comedy has simplicity in it. Good comedy has just a great deal of joy and a great deal of pain sometimes.
Yeah,
that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh,
now
no.
The last thing. I don't want to be disappointed right now.
Don't.
I know you've been working on some things behind the scenes.
If you're saying if I made
How's
those
that?
Calls, yes,
How's
I have.
How's that going? How's it? Is
Great.
It okay?
Great.
Are we?
I just want something that's financially reasonable.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. We
yeah,
can
we're
maybe
in the ballpark.
Okay. Good. That's all I need to know. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Three different.
Good. That's it. That's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Now I can breathe. And I'll try over the next week and a half to be less monstrous. Because we head out of town on Thursday.
10 days.
And get in there. 10 days.
In 10
to
days.
Go to New Orleans. And for those of you that want to come, look, I know people talk about airfare.
Come for the fun, but come for this energy, more importantly.
Exactly.
Start the road trip right now. And come on down. We would love to have you come and visit us. It'll be lots of fun. And note to self, for the next 10 days before the show, take the medication before the show, not after.
Oh, okay. No, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that's normally what I do.
Yeah, because kick in. It won't kick in until the end of the show. At least you're there.
But no, it just keeps me on a nice even.
Yeah.
So anywho, I had a fabulous weekend. Fabulous weekend with Mrs. O'Mara. We receive, for parents of children, you know that it is a gift occasionally when a neighbor or a friend or the parents of your child's friend will schedule something that you did not plan on the weekend. And that was a sleepover where they pick up Saturday afternoon and we pick up Sunday morning, which
Perfect.
Means total and complete freedom, which means other than that, the life of a parent is going from point A to point B if you don't have your child and having to hire somebody to watch or be there or give them to a relative. And it's just once in a while, it falls at the right time. And the fact that the O'Maras were able to, at the last minute, do this allowed me to stumble into two things that I enjoy a lot. gambling and bluegrass music, because at the nasty little gambling emporium out here was, I think it was called the 2023 Southwest Florida Bluegrass Festival.
Oh,
where,
look at you.
Where they brought in there's bluegrass that you go to the weekend and you hear people kind of go, sing the ba-da-da-da-ba, and that pace. And then there are people that do it professionally.
That are true musicians.
Otherworldly. A level of talent you would not believe. It's just something special. Now, for a long time, I have truly been a massive fan of a country artist, a bluegrass artist called Ricky Skaggs. And Rob's playing a song now called Uncle Pen. And it's just really old school country, and I love it. I love it more
than
anything.
We talked yesterday about it, is that bluegrass is really very pure, because country has tried to modernize and cross over, but bluegrass at his heart is clean recordings of great melodies by talented people. And it's really well done.
Charlie,
it's amazing.
Charlie Burney, bluegrass musician.
Yeah, he loves the stuff.
What's he play?
Mandolin.
Really? The
and guitar.
One. That's what Ricky plays.
Yeah. He plays mandolin and guitar. And I think
I'll give you another example of it that I didn't stay long enough.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you why in a second, but this is one of my all-time favorites. I'll just give you a little taste. That's why this guy was on my bucket list to go see him. Listen to how fast he's playing. Amazing.
I can't believe you got to see him.
It's the difference between your garden variety guys and guys like this. And he sounds kind of...
Black and Susie came to town, all she wore was a gingham gown.
Hey.
Black-eyed Susie.
Ho.
Black-eyed Susie.
Hey.
Black-eyed Susie.
Ho.
Black-eyed Susie.
So anyway, I'm super psyched, and I find out this guy's there, and he's going on at 8:30, and it's free.
Did you play any Skaggs when you were programming the country station?
I did indeed. Oh, Highway 40 Blues.
Yes.
Some of his other hits that he had. And so it's really, really exciting. Now, not only that, but we got there late, and we go in and go through the casino, drop a couple of bucks in the machine.
So it really wasn't free.
But the concert was. And then we ask a guy, I said, has Ricky played already, or will he be playing tonight? And he said, he goes on at 8:30. And that's when the sales pitch started for my wife, Carla, who is like, gives me the Napoleon.
What's wrong?
I just want to have dinner. And so I'm selling it. I'm selling it. I'm going, this is
that's
Carla.
Tough.
They're not many.
This is history.
That's it. Just love it. And so I'm really, really selling it to her. I don't have many. I'm not a concert goer.
No, you're not.
I don't like going to shows.
You actually, this is not within character of who you are.
I don't like going to shows.
No.
But this guy, there's a list of maybe 10 musicians who I would love to go see before. There you go. Turn it off. And that I would love to see before I buy it. And so this was one. And we end up going out to, this is Highway 40. Yeah. He did perform this one for us. Ricky Skaggs on Bay Country 103.
Well, these Highway 40 blues.
What an experience. That's totally cool.
That is very cool.
We go, and it was last minute, and I said, maybe we'll see him play. We didn't even bring anything other than ourselves. And we get out there, and we walk through the casino out into the parking lot where this is staged. And they stage lots of concerts out there. They've had mid-level acts like Casey and the Sunshine
Sticks.
Band, stuff like that.
Sticks is a perfect call.
That's
I don't know if they'd have Sticks, probably
Frankie Valli, that kind of crap.
Yeah, sure.
And so we go out, and it's a sea of camp chairs, which, by the way, if you 10, 15 years ago invested in camp chairs of some kind, you'd probably be very wealthy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we have down here. You have it for sporting events. You have it for concerts.
Right. We had settled for so long as a population for this garbage.
Yeah, like the chaise lounges and the little plastic.
Oh, yeah, that stretch.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So we go
out
there.
A lot of Floridians use the camp chair in the home.
or the front yard. So we walked out, and it's crowded, but it's not so crowded where you can't walk around. I said, let's walk through here. And they got a beer cart, truck that's sitting up there. They got food. They got everything.
Was anybody buying beer?
Oh, my God. There have been people there since 10 a.m.
Of course.
Maybe 8 a.m.
Yeah.
That have been camped out. But I can negotiate my way through. And I said, oh, you know what? There are people standing over there. And we can go over and you know, enjoy a standing concert for a while. And it's not like it was, you know, 6 months ago where I wouldn't stand. Where right. if I stood for over 15 minutes, I would fall.
I can confirm Mike can stand. He stood for at least 4 hours.
Yes.
When we're out
so
in the
we
garage.
Go over there mm-hmm. and we get around the corner and we get to the area where we are. I said, you know what? I bet we could stand right over against that shrub and we'll get a good view. We'll be out of people's way. At that moment, dude in back of us, sitting in back of us, goes, my wife left and took my daughter a little while ago. And she's not coming back. If you want to use these chairs, you can. Thank you, Carla, for looking the way you do.
Wow.
Thank you, my dear.
That's not happening to Rob and I.
No, that doesn't happen to me and anybody.
When he said his wife and daughter left, did he invite you to sit down with your daughter?
Bada bing, bada boom. We had chairs.
That's so great. And you don't have to
chairs.
You don't even have to carry them or set them up. They're waiting for you.
Now, after Rob and Oscar made their way down here, I don't want to say I rekindled my relationship with drinking, but I certainly have realized that I can maintain or lose my weight if I have one night a week where I might have a couple of drinks. And in your case, I had two nights that
week. We drove you to drinking.
You drove me to drink. But we had been inside the building having some adult beverages.
Okay.
And then there were beers. And Carla decided, because these guys were nice, that she'd go get beers for everybody. So the beers were flowing.
So
and
nice.
By the time the opening act for Ricky Skaggs was winding down, I was feeling real good. And
nice.
I will tell you how really good I was feeling. I was feeling so good that the guy in back of me reaches into his pocket and busts out the old coffin nails.
Oh,
a pack
no.
of Marlboro Lights. And without the slightest hesitation, I say, hey, can I bum one? And I did. I smoked one. And it
how
was
long
just
has
fun.
It been?
Years. Maybe a year and a half.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe less time. I don't do it other than like once or twice, and then I forget. But it's been a long time.
Yeah, but
you,
I mean, at this
time.
Point, I mean, you're what, a casual smoker.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, but it's not. I used to smoke all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, you used to smoke
even
every
when
day.
I didn't do it.
You
I didn't do it every
day.
Night. Yeah. I would do it but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So it was just had a little beer.
How did Carla react to you blazing up?
She wanted one too, and I said, "You can't."
No.
And then she explained her addiction and my addiction. She said, "He doesn't. He can do that and then not do it for 2 years, which I can, and it's one of the few things that I'm able to accomplish." And at this point, there was a gentleman who appeared to have been at the festival for probably hours.
Okay.
And we noticed him when we sat down anyway because he looked angry for no particular reason. And he looked as though he just was mad. Well, but he got over and he sort of staggered to what was a chaise lounge, like a lie down.
Oh,
so he's watching the concert lying down in his special little spot.
Because that's what he had in his garage.
And so it was interesting. And so I'm enjoying and I'm almost finished. And he gets up and it's like, I don't think any cancer sticks, if you wouldn't mind. You know, there are a lot of people. And I'm like going, I get the gist of what he's telling me is to put it out.
Okay.
Even though it's an outdoor venue, and I'm, you know, in this day and age, absolutely okay with that for two reasons. One, it's a reasonable request for people that don't want you to be smoking in close proximity. And B, this guy looks like, you know, he might go to the dark side rapidly. So I want to placate him. I'm like, absolutely understand.
No problem.
Sir. Yeah. Put it out. Later on, he did it to another guy, but he got out of the chaise lounge.
Oh.
And we thought that was going to go south. The other guy, I think, saw. You see it in a guy's eyes. You just don't want to mess with certain
was
people.
Was he able to get out of the chaise lounge easily? Because they're not easy to get out of.
No, but he was, as Carlos said, he looked like he was waiting for some sort of altercation.
He's looking for an altercation.
But it didn't matter anyway. So we're sitting there. It's great. It's just one of those things you stumble onto, and it's so much fun. You know when you end up going to an event that you didn't plan on going to, and it's like random, and we got a babysitter that afternoon.
Found fun.
Not a babysitter. We got a sleepover for Michael
found
at Donnie's
fun.
House, and it was great.
Yeah, found fun is
found
the best
fun. Yeah.
Fun.
Well, it's like, do you want to go to this little
didn't expect it.
It's 8:30.
This will be great. Why
we
not?
Don't have anybody to answer
Nuts.
To.
Yeah.
We can get home whenever the hell we want. We're fine.
We're
we can
grown ups. We can do that.
Found fun.
So I'm waiting for the man. And I know he's like, he's got big, big shock of white hair and
still?
Stuff. Still? And, well, he didn't have white hair in the
days
that
I played
this music.
Yeah, but he's always had big hair.
Big hair.
Yeah.
Big, like, country hair. Big, like, kind of mullet.
Yeah.
Now, I had also heard that he's a right-wing guy and that he said some things in the past. But I'm like, I still,
can
the
you
music
separate
is the music.
The right, I mean, the music,
the music
from
is the music,
actual,
right?
Yeah. You know, politics.
And, but
we do it for other artists for much worse.
I didn't keep me from sitting down and waiting to enjoy a show. Yeah. I don't care. And so we get started and we realize that there's some vehicles and a tour bus is literally right next to us. Like within 15 feet across a fence.
Oh, wow.
And that's his bus because we literally watch him come off the bus. By his onesies, not with an entourage, backstage, walks over, and it was kind of cool. You know, we see him from a bit of a distance, and he looks, you see him walking back and meeting people, and it's ready. So it's showtime. Rob, you go to more concerts than I do.
Right.
And we have been on stage.
Yes.
And we do this show. The only difference is when I'm pissed off, when Oscar is pissed off, we bring it right to the show. We tell people that we're having a frustrating moment. Artists on stage don't normally do that, but sometimes they give you a vibe.
Sure.
And right away, the vibe I get from old Ricky is that Ricky's kind of in a pissy mood. That Ricky is not really, you know, it just
is he prickly Skaggs?
At one point, first of all, they're playing down tempo, and he's got Kentucky Thunder, the fastest pickers and grinners, in the world, and he's up there doing.
He opens with a slow record.
He opened with a slow one, and then he played like an Emmy Lou Harris thing that was like, and I'm like, geez, come on, I think he opened with a relatively fast tempo, and then it was like down tempo, and then. When he finished his second down tempo one, he said on microphone, "Well, that was a bunch of stank." And I'm like, "Okay,
stank as in stankonia, stank as in
That was a bunch of stank."
Hello,
I don't know what was going on with that. I don't know what the deal is, but I got a vibe that it's just and it
see
was,
that's not only bad showmanship. I mean, for example,
it wasn't
Oscar,
dramatic. It just was there. You
but
know what
Oscar
I mean?
Will back me up. The greatest show open I've ever seen, and I was with you, was Ricky Martin opening with "Live in La Vida Loca."
Like the one that you
thought would be his second encore.
I was like, maybe we'll get that tonight. Maybe he's not tired of it.
He led with it, and there was excitement and
fireballs
joy
and
everything. And
gyrating of the
front
hips.
End.
Yeah,
front
you got to front load it.
Guys.
And then and you can put some.
Remind me why I wanted to, excuse me.
It informed me. It informed me about why I get excited, and then it's a letdown.
You can put the Emmy Lou stuff in the third act. I mean, I'm so, and then at least smile and look like you're happy to be
now,
there.
Now, I don't remember the guy that opened for him, but he's a legendary bluegrass gospel.
Is it Little
guy.
Bow Wow?
I have
no,
it.
But no.
I think I have it here.
He's 84. He was 84. No, not now. God damn it. Don't do that.
Well,
stop it.
Bill Monroe is dead, so it's not Bill Monroe.
It was not Bill Monroe, but it was in the same age. And he's up there. Somebody said his two sons play in back of him, and he was just filled with joy.
And they're 70.
He was just filled with joy. And it was fun to watch him. Didn't even know his music, but it was great watching him because the talent was so significant.
Right.
But with Ricky, it was kind of, Ricky's got this massive group, a guitar player, mandolin. He's playing mandolin. He's got a banjo guy. He's got a fiddle player that's phenomenal. And it's just, but. I was just like, okay. And I'm looking over at Carla and I said, honey, I'm a little bored. This was like five songs. But I get bored at concerts. I get bored.
Yeah, didn't you
super
leave
super fast?
You've left Aerosmith early, and Aerosmith
is
not
early.
That's not
I leave
a boring
them all early.
Show.
ZZ Top early. Yes. Rolling Stones early.
Yes,
I leave them all early. Frank Sinatra early. I never stay for a whole concert.
That kills me. I just don't understand it.
No, I just don't. It's boring.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want the same thing over and over again.
Would you still? Would you? I mean, if the artist is key, like, for example,
I've left Broadway shows that are down here that I'm not.
What about?
Into.
Would you have ever left Buddy Rich early?
No, probably
okay,
not.
Okay, because the traffic.
The love of the artist is there.
Yeah,
yeah.
The love of the artist, the one particular artist. Did you get the name by any chance?
What's always great is that.
It's like Red Somebody.
Check
like
the
that.
Obituaries.
No, I'm looking now, Mike, and it's funny because he's got.
You'd probably be under Ricky Skaggs' tour.
I Googled all of that. I found the venue he's at. They just don't
Southwest
tell me who opened.
Southwest Florida Music
it's
Festival
Southland,
2023.
It's Southland Bluegrass Music Festival. And in Immokalee, sorry, thank you.
How did you say it, Oscar?
I'm an idiot.
Immokalee.
It just shows Ricky Skaggs doesn't even highlight who opens for him.
Well, it was great. It was it was fun. And then did Highway 40 Blues. And I was like, man, I played that when I was a baby DJ. I played that when I was a baby country music guy. It was great. Highway 40 Blues. And it was just fun. And then this is where... America, I hate it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I hate the divisiveness. And that's when, from the crowd, simultaneously, in unison, out of nowhere, he didn't goose him.
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Riding for Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, of course. Oscar, you were not correct. Oscar was incorrect.
Are you kidding
me? Let's go, Brandon.
It's over, people. The election was lost.
I mean, the day, maybe it's because of the day he was indicted and all that. I mean, I was just, and I'm like, okay.
It's just sad.
Let's roll.
That is sad.
Did he react? There's no place for that at a concert.
I know he didn't goose it. Did he react to it?
Not really. Or I'm like, Rob,
hard
to
tell.
Be perfectly honest with you, by that time, my ass was to the stage.
Yeah.
We were rolling.
Gone.
We'd
good
had plenty
night.
Of day, and it was time to
Carla,
go home.
Time to go.
It was, and Carla was more than happy to leave. And we'd had a great. It didn't take away from the fact that we had a great time. But I might have hung for a little longer if it hadn't been
out.
Prickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I thought about it. Right. I thought about where it comes from. Doesn't a lot of the of a certain mindset in this country come from the angry white man? Right? Angry white guys. Aren't they? That we have angry white people down here in Florida by the gross. They're bushels of them. It's like, you know, you're out there drinking beer, having a great time, and it's like, F you, Biden. And that's because you're still, even though you're being entertained, you're still managing to funnel that anger.
And there's also the power of the pack mentality. If you're around a lot of people that share a...
I will give Ricky Skaggs complete credit here.
Yeah.
There was no goosing.
Mike.
None that I was aware of. I mean, none. He did not goose the crowd to do that. It just... And I thought that because I am very politically aware that I was one of the few people that was maybe even clued into that. I know he said a few things. Over the, you know, the campaign probably,
let's not be so shocked. You're in the heart of Trump land.
I know. I am.
You know,
I know, but it just, it was a moment between him being a little prickly and playing down tempo stuff.
Performers,
and I'm tired at this point.
Being prickly. Two things going to happen. One, they take it on stage and all that energy becomes like all encompassing and I've seen this at shows, immersive, even at hip-hop shows, where you're like, that could have been a lot better.
Well, the reactions from the audience, I think, motivates a performer sometimes.
Correct.
If you get a total death. Now, one of the things I observed over the weekend, we have to take a break here, with Saturday Night Live, somehow Michael Che
told
the audience not to laugh at Colin Jost's jokes.
That's
and
awesome.
I was watching it, and no one had told me until I turned it on, and I'm like, this is funny stuff. He's making Trump jokes about the indictment. And there it's like
crickets.
Can I play
total
the clip? Can I play the clip?
Okay.
We're because here. So, yeah. it was so well done. And it wasn't so much that Colin wasn't getting any laughs, but
no, he's getting enough. But
everything that Che
said, immediately,
said,
I said, "What a terrible audience!"
Yeah, and Che was getting explosive laughs. But anyway, this is the revelation, and it was
this is so
great.
Funny. I love the way
like
they
even pro Trump people have moved on. I mean, I went down to the courthouse today, and I was the only protester there.
I told them not to laugh at your favorite food.
And he is knocked off the rails yep. by it. He is.
Am I now Mike? And then I was just like, oh, I just suck. Moving right along.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're evil.
Plans to come to New York on Tuesday to protest Trump's indictment because apparently it takes her 3 days to put on her Joker makeup.
They had a picture of the Joker. Anyway.
But so, it was I don't even know how you pull that off without him knowing, but it was so genuine.
Oh,
what? It was.
My God, he's dying. He's dying on Weekend Update, which is a captive audience.
It was a great episode this week.
Oh,
almost every sketch
it.
Killed. Yeah, it was very funny.
So, you know, it brings to mind my motto, all right? And remember, take it to heart, ladies. You know, tell your children, raise them this way, DGH. Don't get happy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever get happy.
You're here.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like Olivia Soprano said, people will let you down, and you're out there on your own, and you die alone.
Why,
remember those.
Why do you think you're so special?
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. We'll come back with some very sad news. Well, no, just the news. Thank you.
Hello und guten Tag. This is Arnold, and I wanted to talk to you about Ostertag, or as you call it here in das USA, Easter. As you know, it's all about the big rabbit with the eggs of color, the beans of jelly, and sweets for the kinder. But did you know that Das Bunny first came to America with the German immigrants in the 1700s? His name was Ashtahos, and he knew how to lay eggs in the things and stuff with the children. They'd make the nests and hope that the Ashtahos would lay the eggs there. Because all children love eggs. Of course, nowadays, Easter involves the baskets and the grass and mouse pick peeps and chocolate bunny and the scummies. You can buy them all at the shopping center at michaelmerrishow.com. That's where I buy my Easter bonnet and the fancy hose. I want to look my best for Osterhaus. Long live the rabbit. Danke schön. And auf Wiedersehen.
What?
Heavy German. Even though he's Austrian, there is no better way.
It's all true.
To get outside and enjoy the spring season. That's right, spring. Then with electric e-bike, people experience the freedom of the great outdoors with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes during their Ready, Set, Spring sale. From quick store trips to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes are a mode of transportation that anyone can ride, and with feature-filled models financed as low as $73 per month, it won't cost you a fortune. They include a powerful, removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist to power your ride. They're broken down in D.C. Oscar likes to categorize his pedal assist. It's like, and it goes all the way from strong as bull to exorcist steps. You can lower your gas costs and reduce your carbon footprint. Be a good guy like Oscar. He's all over town and he loves it. Plus, no parking fees. Start your next adventure with electric e-bikes. Ready, set, spring sale.
Now's the
visit,
time.
Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and explore the new Expedition cargo bike and all of the other epic models and things Electric has to offer. That's Lectric, ebikes.com. You gonna love it. I promise you that. I do. I promise.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with Chris Hemsworth. We don't have him on the show very often, but it's an interesting story here because a guy that young, this was a surprising story for me, he discovered that he is at a high risk for suffering Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
And now there is talk that he's slowing down his career because of it. Chris has two movies on his plate. He's playing Thor again in Avengers, Secret Wars, and he's starring in a Hulk Hogan biopic. After that, he has nothing else planned at all. He has already completed work on Extraction 2 and the Mad Max Fury Road sequel, Furiosa. A so-called source says, quote, he doesn't plan to take on many roles because of learning about his high risk for Alzheimer's. He's a young guy, right?
Yeah, youngish, yeah.
Chris found out he was 8 to 10 times more likely to battle Alzheimer's while filming his National Geographic docuseries Limitless. At the time, he said it, quote, triggered something in me to want to take some time off. But he said he was not retiring. That's just, you know, my wife recently, and I don't think she minds me talking about this, was with blood work and given a higher percentage chance of contracting breast cancer. And so now she's has to get more mammograms and she has to get MRIs as well.
Is she not going to make any more movies now?
She's not. You're doing shtick about that. You're a monster. You're a complete and total monster. You're a monster.
Just the
you
joke. Are. Just the
get
joke.
Some pictures. Anyway,
but it's a sobering, yes. Not diagnosis, but just I guess it's not even an observation because they're not diagnosing him with anything. It's more of like, hey,
that's a lot your, though. I mean, your I think DNA, that's like really.
I watched
rare.
It in real time. You can see it on the show,
right?
That's available on Disney Plus at the moment. And it was concerning because he's like, what? Like, how is this possible? And it's just his genetics. Yeah. And
how would you handle it if you were told that about Alzheimer's in particular? 10 times more likely.
I keep doing what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I like my life.
Business as usual.
I enjoy my life.
Yeah.
So, and I think that, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't think at 63, I don't think about mental acuity and the fact that coming in and sparring with you maniacs every day is beneficial to go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Oscar, you are making me laugh.
Well, I know
you
I
are.
Know
you and Rob right now, your minds are just coming
well,
up
no,
with something.
But I did want to ask, what would you do if you got the diagnosis 10 times more likely to get Alzheimer's?
I think I would.
I just because I repeated myself.
Oh, that was the repeating show. Poorly delivered. Sorry. I have my buttons enough to know that.
Thought it was pretty good.
Sorry about that. Pete Davidson doesn't understand why people think his love life is interesting or crazy. Mm-hmm. On The Real Ones with John Bernthal, he said, quote, that's a podcast, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, I'm in my 20s and I've dated people. I don't think that's interesting. I've been in show business for half my life. Almost 14, 15 years on a national TV show, and in 12 years, I've dated like 10 people. I don't really think that's crazy, but to some people, it seems very interesting. You're a whore.
Yeah,
wow. It's a BD energy, right? That's all it is. Like,
well,
he's just like,
I mean,
this is what I do.
It's what he does, and he's out there in the dating world. He's certainly not the only guy in his 20s that's dated multiple people.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're dating on average one girl every 13 months, but every one of them is a 10 plus.
Well, this is the thing.
That's interesting.
And look, there's beauty in every being and size. But,
thank you, Oscar.
But on like the chauvinistic, like machismo level, he's not like pulled in like a token uggo. They're all tens, as Rob says.
Yeah, 10
well,
plus.
He added that he's not on social media or flexing, and the
sure.
people he's dated. Oh, and the people he's dated, mm-hmm. he's met at work. Okay, I get that. Some of his famous exes: Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, and Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
And Lorne Michaels.
They're all being delivered
yes,
to him like an eats delivery.
It's that thing where he has the big D E.
You think maybe he's saying something like that because he knows he's going to get back out there and That is flexing in a way.
Well, no. It is, of course, because you know what? And if you're not on Saturday Night Live anymore, they're not bringing a parade of lovelies to you every week.
Guys, exactly. let's be clear, though. He does make a point that he's been famous for some time, and we forget that.
Indeed, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I think his reputation sort of precedes him.
Yeah, because if you go in there, if you're the BDE, you're Pepco, I mean, people are going to come for the lights.
But also...
Yeah, people want to see the bat.
So nearly
people
want to
see the bat.
Yeah, and also, yeah, because, I mean, if so many...
The bat.
So many good-looking
the Transformer,
women.
Really, if we're going to go with that.
Yeah, if you're
going to...
Please don't mix your
I
metaphors.
Have a Transformer. Sorry. Yeah. I have a GoBot. Let's move on. Kevin Costner's departure from Yellowstone may have been greatly exaggerated. Well, it was all speculation anyway, people.
Right.
And by the way, I like Yellowstone as much as the next guy. But enough with this. Jesus. I mean, I guess they're just trying to keep it in the public eye.
Yeah.
During a TV industry event on Saturday, Paramount president Keith Cox said, quote, "Our star, the face of our show, and the executive producer are very confident he's going to continue with our show." All right. That's not a really
creating
definitive.
Scarcity.
Yeah. Yeah. In a separate interview, the president of Viacom CBS said that the spinoff with Matthew McConaughey is moving forward, whether Costner returns to the original or not. Matthew McConaughey in a Western, 100% fine.
I'm just shocked that if it's a CBS product, that the sequel is not called Redstone.
Redstone, ooh, in honor of Sumner Redstone.
Sumner Redstone, who dated Pete Davidson.
You hear a lot of talk, especially if you play a sport like I do, about participation trophies.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a trophy. Kids are too soft. A group of politicians in North Carolina, because they are tackling the issues that America needs fixed. They are now pushing to ban participation trophies legislatively.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful.
Good use of time.
Last Thursday, three Republican state senators introduced the Eliminate Participation Trophies Act. It would ban them at all youth sporting events in North Carolina that are sponsored by state or local governments. If an event, league, or league gets government funding, any trophies or ribbons they give out would have to be based on, quote, identified performance achievements.
Wow.
Sure. The idea is to stop making kids think they're a winner just because they showed up for something. But in my book, idiots, if they're participating in a sport on the weekend and not going down to the local strip mall and, you know, getting in trouble, that is a good thing and should be in some way encouraged. You're not that is the same as thinking that if your kid plays a sport, he's going to get recruited by a Division I school. Highly unlikely.
Mm.
Highly unlikely that the people that participate in Little League are going to achieve any massive high level. That is rarefied air. There are leagues that don't have anybody that's that kind of standout. So the idea of these kids getting a participation trophy is, I get it. You don't want to make them soft, but it doesn't. It's usually, my kid's gotten them. It's usually just something at the end of the season where they get a little ribbon and they move on. By the way, the champions get a trophy and they're excited to be champions.
Sure.
So I've seen it from both sides.
Growing up, we would get a little trophy because it was a participation trophy.
Yeah.
I remember my dad would throw it in the trash.
In general, most of these trophies.
No trophies in theater.
They said you didn't win the championship. I don't
know
why.
They go to young kids like 6 and 7 year olds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's who it goes to.
Yep.
They usually get phased out by middle school at the latest. The question is, are they just a nice, harmless souvenir? Yes. For kids to get, or are they damaging in some way? What do you guys think?
The only reference I have is my niece and nephew, really my nephew, who for a long time, they said that he was a super soccer star within his group. And I would look at him and say, this is no D1 specimen. And I would tell him that in private. I say, hey, man. Your mom and dad, they're hyping you up. I love you. Like, start working that noodle because the brain is unmatched because your physical ability is impressive.
Absolutely.
Better than D.O. Oscar, whatever have been, but no. you're not going to the pros.
Now, I also tell him that as he gets further along and as he grows up and as he gets bigger and as he moves into middle school, that You know, keep yourself playing sports.
Yeah.
Decide what you want to focus on. Keep
Best
moving.
Advice you ever
Get
gave me was keep moving.
100%.
Keep moving.
Yeah, but your nephew isn't Zava.
Work the noodle.
Work. Yeah, I said, you work this muscle, you're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
So many parents think that, I don't think I'm anything where I recognize this fact, but I think a lot of parents miss it. The ability, especially a team sport, baseball, football, to be skilled enough to play at a pro level is minuscule. It's absolutely minuscule. Well, you know, I mean, you want to make your high school team still difficult.
It's a probability game. And listen to me, people, America. If your father was a D1 athlete and your mother was a D1 athlete,
I'm listening.
The probability of you being, you know, outstanding within the, you know, the world of sport is high.
Yeah.
If your father, you know, looks like he's built of quesadillas and, you know, is 5'10 on a great day with lifts.
Yep.
He's not going to, you know, take you to the promised land in sports.
I play golf with former Division I big college guys. And let me tell you something. They're effing redwoods.
Yeah.
Still, they are redwoods. They are bigger. Their athletic ability is superior in every way. So, you know, I don't mind motivating kids to do their best, but I also think when you can really mess a kid up.
Should have been a doctor. My dad's like, you can't do anything. And he would kick me.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry, a flashback.
It's fine. The You're CDC, doing well. Let's move on. The CDC is harping on us again to stop eating raw cookie dough. At least 3 people have been hospitalized from a salmonella outbreak linked to flour, so that's why. Most people don't think of flour as something that would cause food poisoning, but Consumer Reports just ranked the top 10 foods that cause food poisoning. Flour is at number 10. Here's the rest of the list.
Okay.
Cantaloupe at number 9.
Especially, I think, when you get it pre-cut at like a grocery store.
Okay.
Because when all that exposure to air, it's fairly
bacteria
safe,
grows?
I think. Yeah, it's fairly safe when it's still sealed.
A lot of fruit on this list. A lot of produce. Peaches at number 8. Papayas at number 7. Just odd that particular fruit.
Yeah, papayas and mangoes are being shoved down our throat. Don't buy it, people.
Chicken is number 6. Turkey is number 5. Onions. God, I just would think of onions. You cook off all the grease.
Yeah, onions always look like they're dirty anyways when you pick them up.
They look like they're dirty.
They grow underground.
Oh,
ground beef.
What do you think? You have like an onion bush?
Excuse me, produce manager. There's some dirt on this potato.
Why is this such a dusty potato?
I don't understand. Is there when you pick these off the potato tree.
Why do these scallions look like they've been dragged on the floor?
Could you run down to the back and rinse off these beets?
Ground beef is number 3.
Yes.
Deli cheese and meat is number 2.
Well, look at
deli counter.
Look at the people who are serving you. There's your problem.
What do you think number 1 is?
You've already had the key meats and
you
stuff.
You said cheese, right?
Cheese.
I said cheese. Deli meat and cheese is number 2. This is number 1.
Probably Fritos.
No.
What?
Bagged salad and other leafy greens.
Yeah.
50 different recalls linked to them since 2017. Get lettuce in a head of lettuce. Chop it up yourself.
So
don't
much
buy
work.
A bag of it, dude.
No, it's not. You buy a head.
I like it pre-prepped.
No, so it's so and it's work. So cheap. It's so dude, much money. Cheaper.
Oh my God. And now a little something something. The owners of a Dairy Queen in Phoenix are hoping someone comes forward after 3 people stole a 15-foot red spoon that was bolted to the ground outside. It happened early in the morning on March 25th while the place was closed. The spoon was anchored to the ground and was a popular spot for photos. Kids would sit in it while parents took their picture. 3 people showed up with a flatbed trailer, so it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. They obviously planned it. There's security footage where you can see their faces pretty well. It was 2 men and a woman. But last we heard, cops still hadn't ID'd them. Police are hoping someone turns them in. The owners say if someone just drops it back off, they won't ask any questions. But it costs about $3,500 and twice that with delivery and installation. So if cops catch them, they're looking at felony charges. We happened to get in touch with one of the thieves who told us on the telephone. He made a statement to TMOS that, I just had to have it.
I had to have that spoon.
Charlie, are you using it in the kitchen?
I couldn't drive by it. Yes, I am, Ron.
Yeah, you eat with it?
I'm eating my breakfast cereal out of a garbage can. Good morning, Mr. Spoon.
There we go. We have to take a break. We'll come back with something.
The latest bonus show is one to celebrate and has lots of surprises and revelations.
Telling you that someone's going to be late will make you later.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
And the cheese.
Yes. Dude Walker in the studio.
On camera and in person. Yeah, can I let you know when my birthday is? Should I tell you now?
I didn't know that he was coming and suddenly he was.
I can just sit in my house and talk into a piece of metal and they send me a check.
I cut a hole in the closet.
When you're in New Orleans, don't piss off Mike.
The T-Bonus Bonus Show is that fifth hour of fun that you can only get with a subscription. Get yours today and get laughing at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank you for listening to the Bonus Show. We really appreciate it. Yes, we do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. KiwiCo is defining the future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. Each month, KiwiCo delivers crates packed with fun and sparks creativity with kid-friendly topics and activities. From engineering robots to learning about the science of cooking, there are interesting topics for every kid and real hands-on skills to explore. Discover subscription lines for infants and preschoolers all the way up to teens and beyond. The moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence for ongoing experimentation. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. Plus, there's no commitment, pause, or cancel anytime. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence and problem-solving skills. With KiwiCo, get 50% off your first month free, plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's 50% off your first month at kiwico.com/TMOS. All right, Oscar does something that's relatively new when we're not on the air.
Yes.
And he's taken to sending out texts, memes, GIFs, little videos, TikTok videos, little videos all the time. And he does it all the time. And
anytime.
I don't know what the rhyme or reason is, but I'm here now publicly just to share. It's not necessary to always respond to those,
not at all.
Yesterday in particular, because I see them, and sometimes it'll be a show-related topic thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, this, we have to talk about this tomorrow. He'll usually spotlight that by saying, this would be great for the show. Sometimes it's just
the video.
The mind of Oscar. And something that amuses
it's usually,
Oscar.
It's usually in the evening, and I think it would be
when he's awake, when he charges. I saw him here. He's nocturnal. He's a raccoon. That's when he gets
I'm
going.
I'm a raccoon.
You are nocturnal. Your
raccoons
body clock. Your body
You're
clock kicks it into over. I would say overdrive for you is about 4 p.m. That's what I would probably say that
6 p.m.
No.
You think it's later?
I do.
Okay.
Now, my sweet spot's probably 4 p.m. Mike's right.
I love your sweet spot.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I think as a rule, when he texts us, at least give him a thumbs up to acknowledge that it arrived.
I'm just happy that it worked.
What? Are you telling me to do that?
Yeah, I think
it's
courteous.
You don't have to do that. You guys never wrote me back about the website. Like, if it's a GIF, I don't expect anything. Like, for example, when I send a group text to the team here, that means Pony Boy, Rob, and Mike. It's just like, I thought this was interesting / maybe funny. That's it. If I send something directly to Rob, I don't even have to say anything because it's for SoundTown. He knows that by now.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for him to either use it or lose it. I don't care. I think it's really funny, I'll write, be like, please add this to the SoundTown.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah.
So,
well, the last one, yesterday was one that I got, I received, and I didn't feel any real need to give it. I didn't want to give it a thumbs up because I think it was thumbs upable. I didn't want to comment on it because there was really nothing. Rob,
you should
commented
give it
on
a
it.
Thumbs down then.
Yeah.
No.
Confusing.
No, it just didn't. It's a video of a rhinoceros running towards a safari vehicle, and it then it just stops. It's like running, chasing the safari vehicle.
I watched it once before I replied. I watched it again this morning before I replied, because, again, I was looking for something more. But yeah, then on the level
12:39, by the way, not in the middle of the night. He sent that out.
Early afternoon. I was watching The Crown.
It was right before
and TikTok
bed.
At the same time.
But, okay. Mike, it's...
This is in midday.
The level, that was a joke. The level of just watching the rhino run, I think that's it, because you don't expect it. It's unexpected to see
unexpected?
I never knew a rhino could run that fast.
I didn't either. And you know
how do you think rhinos, of course rhinos run.
Well, this
they
is
charge.
This is
that's
what was
their
fast.
Defense
but he was but
not
he was
for
chasing.
A long time. Yeah. He was going like 3 miles
he
chasing
was
this.
Jogging. I've been to zoos where I look at rhinos. I've been to outdoor places.
You've been
where...
to zoos? We've been to zoos. You ever see one run like that?
There's a yes, I did. Oh, I went to Palm Beach over on the other side of the state where they have one of those outdoor zoos that's like an enclosure.
Yes.
I don't want to call it a preserve.
Is that the place where they have the parimutuel betting on the rhino races?
No. And Ricky Skaggs was performing too.
Here's some ivory tusks.
No. They have zebras. They have lions. They have giraffes, and they're wandering in an open area.
Yeah.
Now, they have open areas that are sequestered with fences, but we were in our vehicle, and you drive through.
That's
and
cool.
Literally,
I remember this.
I watched rhinoceri jog across.
Isn't it the rhinos jog across?
I think it was rhinos or hippos. I think it was rhinos. No, it was rhinos.
I know
I
hippos
have a video somewhere.
Are vicious, and they'll get you.
I think they're both pachyderms, technically. So,
but I'd never seen a rhino run this fast.
I hadn't either.
And I was like, I'm going to send this to
the
guys.
Call the late Alex Trebek and share that one with you. I'll take pachyderms for 100, Alex.
I used to make, when Julia was very little, she would say elephant, and I would say, you know, you really should call that a pachyderm. Just for my own enjoyment. Then I'd drink more.
We're city folk here, Mike. And as city folk,
classy city
when
folk.
I see raccoons acting like humans or rhinos doing things I didn't know they could do, I'm going to send it out to my friends.
Very exciting.
That would be a great video if that rhino was running up like 14th Street.
Very.
And he stayed on the path. He didn't he could have cut through the grass.
Well, no, he wanted to kill the people.
He was
an
F1 racer. He stuck to the track.
He knew what he had to get to those people and kill that lady that was running her mouth.
The bottom line, our reality now is we're all in our devices. Mm-hmm. We are, whether we like to admit it or not. I'll sit there quiet night, Sunday night. I got my kid sitting up at the breakfast bar in his phone or on his computer. I got my wife who's derm glow skinning her ass off, sitting with her phone. And there I am looking at watches again, and just going through it. And it's silence.
We
it's
all
we
have our passions.
Well, I've moved away from, I watched a movie last night.
What did you watch?
And I will give you, I watched a movie. I have come full circle on a jive-ass action-adventure star who I now watch regularly because he didn't disappoint me with one movie, and I went on and watched another one, and it was another solid performance. Predictable? Yes. A little jive? Yes. Good action-adventure? Absolutely. It's called Plane with Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah. I pulled him up already before you even said anything.
Gerard Butler, baby. Yeah. Gerard Butler is, in my opinion, on a win streak. He makes movies that I enjoy. He is a very credible action hero. I like watching him.
I watched a good movie last night that's brand new. And it's I like it because it's filled with ugly people. It's called Tetris. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
It's great.
All right.
It's about the story of the video game Tetris. And how great was it when they debuted the Game Boy that still had the wires in it? It was so cool.
It was great. If we added up what we, and I'm not talking about content for television programs or watching a series on TV, but if we, when we're just surfing in general and what we stop on, I guarantee you, of the three of us, I would bring up the rear. I would be leaps and bounds the most boring person because you would look at mine and go, oh my God, how can anybody watch this? Yeah, I will watch 10 minutes.
Like, what are the top three topics?
The boring ones, I will watch, and I promise you this is true.
Yeah.
I will watch 10 minutes of a watch being restored.
That's interesting. I have
fine.
I have woodworking on my feed. People are making tables and you know, chairs, and I'm like I'm going to do that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it would be right now.
Said Yoda.
Watch polishing and restoration would be number one. By the way, sometimes something can just surface on your feed that you've never seen.
Yes.
Yes.
And this dates me a little bit, but look up Anne Margaret on Johnny Carson. All right.
Mm.
And there is.
I don't get that.
Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
She's my favorite.
I don't get any of that.
Okay. There is a clip of Anne. I don't know if you've seen this, Rob. It's Anne Margaret, and she's on Johnny Carson, and she's promoting a special, and she performs live. Rob Spiewak, if you have not seen this, you are going to thank me later. It is fantastic. She is at the most beautiful, and I always thought Anne Margaret was one of the most beautiful women in show business, and she performs, and it's very, very cold in the studio.
Understood.
And I will tell you that it is, and Johnny Carson, after she does her dance number, is so taken aback by it. And it is
the way he is to get with a really beautiful
with somebody who's gorgeous. Yeah. And he would do it in such a way where he's almost childlike, where he's embarrassed.
Yep.
But he's still such a horn doggy that you see him react to that.
He would do that with Angie Dickinson. It was always great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you, by the way, Anne Margaret's in that dance video that you post, I guess, Saturday morning.
Which I think is ancient. I think the clips are ancient, but I don't think it's a mashup.
I had never seen that one before, and it was fantastic.
How come you never send them to each other? Like, you know, hey, check out Anne Margaret. That's what I'm doing when I'm dropping things, knowledge on you guys.
Well, Oscar, I feel an obligation to the public. We have to take a break. And
I don't know how to.
By the way, if I'm sharing something, you know, I love you guys, but that's for my people.
Your people.
I'm going out.
Your peeps.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see my dance mashup, Oscar, on
Facebook? No, I didn't hit my feed for some reason.
Yeah, you traveled.
I twice watched it.
You know? Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with something. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Mike, it's just before 5, actually.
What do you mean before 5?
It's just before 5.
I don't want it to be before 5. It's either 5 or it's not. What are they doing over there?
Well, it's a 79-minute show. They have to start just before 5.
Why do they have to start it just before 5? What the f*** the problem? I don't f***ing understand this. We've been on this f***ing radio station for f***ing 20 years. I don't f***ing understand this. What the f*** is wrong with KCJJ? Just run my f***ing show at 5 o'clock. I don't f***ing understand it, Rob. F*** you and f*** everybody that wants it to be a little before 5. What the f*** am I doing? I'm a temperamental artist. Don't you understand these things?
Let's take it again.
All right. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, and I sure hope you join me for the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ.
I like the first.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Speaking of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, let me mention that if you can, please help out our friends in KCJJ land. Please contact and donate to the Eastern Iowa chapter of the Red Cross. If you've been living under a rock somewhere, you might not know about the tornado outbreak in the Midwest. You can call the Cedar Rapids Red Cross, 319-393-3500, or go to redcross.org and search Iowa. Another storm predicted for Tuesday, so please help if you can. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time is running out, so listen up. We are really, really excited. We've got a lot of really funny stuff planned for New Orleans. Got a great idea over the weekend that's going to be so much fun. And I think you're going to love it, and I can't wait to do it already. Procrastination Nation, you still have time to join me, Oscar, Rob, and Pony. If you're in driving distance, you know somebody down there,
yes,
and you want to do a road trip down to New Orleans, Louisiana, or if you want to just make a last-minute arrangement to get down there, we'd love to see you in New Orleans, Louisiana, for TMOS Live 2023. 70 to 80 tickets left. It's been years, literally, since we've taken the show on the road. And we are ripe and ready for a legendary party weekend, Saturday, April 15th at the House of Blues, where we performed before and we love it. We all hit the stage with fun and laughs and surprises that will blow your mind. Rob was lying. It won't blow your mind, but it will give you a
laugh. It'll be a fantastic time.
It really will.
It's It's so much more than that. The entire TMOS nation will be gathering from all over the country to go crazy in the Big Easy. We'll take Bourbon Street by storm, and we will hang out in person. We're on a tighter, brighter schedule where Oscar wants us to be tight, bright, out of sight, not meandering up on that stage, and then get right out there to hang out with you guys in person. For the first time since 2019, brush those teeth. We want to meet you and greet you and get stupid with you.
That is hilarious.
Get your tickets.
Brought to you by Crest.
Get your tickets at MikeOMaraShow.com and make your way down to the greatest party city in the world. If you look,
I'm looking at the 14-day weather outlook just briefly.
Yes.
High 70s, low 80s, just gorgeous.
Can't wait.
Mike, unlimited visibility.
It's going to be great. And look, beautiful. Even if you take one, you can take one of those little baby toothpaste and put it in your wallet, not your wallet, but in your pocket.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
So sure.
It's just something. If you're planning like a big garlicky meal, because it's going to be late, you know, we're going to go on stage.
Maybe
eat like
after the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, maybe after that, you go scrub a dub dub those choppers. You don't want to miss this one, and you don't want to miss it. And you don't have to. Just buy you tickets. Get it? Buy you tickets today, and get ready. I have something that's going to involve my bride that you're really going to love. I'm excited about it. We've got something about Rob Spiewak that you are going to have so much fun with, and it's going to be great. We're really excited, and we get more excited the closer we get.
Glorious.
TMOS Live 2023 in New Orleans at the House of Blues. It'll be one for the ages. We want to see you there. I got to talk about Shannon and selective amnesia, because I'll forget if we don't do it now, because Oscar said that when he came in today. Shannon, who, I'm with you with the selective amnesia. She forgot to come to Florida.
She was definitely sick. So
I know she was.
Better she didn't burden us with that situation.
Next time, just let her know. Next time she comes into the studio, I'm going to say, hi, Shannon.
Mike, she forgot to not throw up.
This might be a marriage thing, because I know that I've heard of people tuning people out when they start talking.
How's that?
And I don't know, and I'm not any smarter than anybody else. It's just when someone's talking, especially about something that's important, you feel like they're engaging. So lately I've been asking my wife to affirm verbally that she understands what I'm talking about.
And to make sure she's listening.
And I feel like a complete jerk when I have to do that.
Well, can I tell you what? We suffer from the same thing, and Rob does too.
Yes.
Can I tell you what that is?
What?
You're a storyteller, all right? Even when you're instructing people, you probably do it in a story form to make sure. And there are people in life that just don't have the bandwidth to listen to a long explanation or a story. My wife's in that category.
Mm.
I'll be sitting there with my wife and my mother-in-law on the patio, and I'll have a little story to tell. And I will be telling a story, and all I ask is for a minute or two of undivided attention, and I don't get it.
No.
And I've learned to accept the reality, you know, where suddenly someone will be, like, you'll be telling a story that I have to remember. There's a time my dear sweet mom, God rest her soul, was sitting with me, and I'll never forget this, and suddenly one or either one of them starts reaching across and like scrubbing something on the table.
Yeah. You can watch the eyes glaze over.
Yes.
You can watch it happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Or you can finish a story. And again, just it's not even like an involved story. It's like a minute. Just something. And then the follow-up is something so totally unrelated.
And I've had it happen with absolute total strangers. My buddy Ole.
Yes.
Has neighbors that he's doing a business transaction with. I meet both of them. We start chatting. I listen to their BS little story. And then I try to do a little tip in myself. And I'm literally 5 seconds in. And the lady says, Ole, on that part of your roof is that? I'm like, and I wanted to stand and go, lady, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's not only that they haven't acknowledged you, but you know that during the story, their mind is a million miles away because they've had to manufacture their next point.
I don't want to appear sexist.
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
It may be the case. I just... my neighbors are remodeling their home and they're building out, as one would in DC, and it's
closer to the street.
It's very aggressive in their backyard. It's an aggressive build out, but we don't mind. Like, we're happy for them. That's great. But we have to, you know, fill out some paperwork to let the city know it's okay with us as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the drill.
Yeah.
In the historical
you'd be neighborly. Like,
yeah.
Right.
We're good. And
My sister, my sister does this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this visually to you guys, but if someone's telling a story, she will just be looking like that. And then I'll finish and she'll, oh, yeah. And I know she's not listening to
it.
Well, we've established, Mike, she's very cold.
Well, no, it's not. Stop it.
It makes you feel like you've just wasted someone's time.
I've been at dinner with my sister, and Paul or somebody with us will be telling a story. And Kathy has said, I can't believe they just said that.
What?
Yeah. The table, four tables over that she was listening to.
Yeah.
It's a little tough.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So
it really is.
I have this conversation with my wife on the way to my mom's, the Sunday pilgrimage to the O-Town, Olney, Maryland.
Palm Sunday.
Yes. And, my mom greets us with holy water and a blessing. I kid you not, it happened.
That's great.
Nice and a nice hot Olney garage.
Yep.
She's like, before you come in, blessings. And she doesn't just like sprinkle holy water. She's like splashes like she's mad at you.
Cool.
Kind of
cool.
And
maybe we should do that in New Orleans.
The afternoon becomes, it just goes away with things to do. And I say, we get in the car. I was like, oh, we didn't do that thing for the neighbors. And she says, what neighbors? What are you talking about? I said, 3 hours ago, we discussed, had a big conversation. And then when I said, can you confirm that you just, you know, we had this conversation because you're not giving me the nods. You're not looking at me like, and she says, I got it. And then I jump back in the car and we don't have it. No one got it. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, you can tell me if you're just ignoring me. It'll be better.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'll know that I have to bring it back up later. I'm okay
with
that.
That's marriage, baby. That's it. Get used to that. It'll never. That will happen, and I wish you a long and fruitful marriage, but you will be underground before that is ever resolved. That's the truth. It is the truth.
He speaks the truth. Yeah. Gospel truth.
Especially if it goes over 5 minutes. You're telling something, and then you get, what? Anyway, that's the way it goes.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone.
We've come a long way.
Yes.
But I'd love to have her on the show. I miss Shannon. Yep. I was looking forward to getting some quality time talking to her when she was down here. And, you know, tell her to stop by once in a while. You know,
she's coming to New Orleans,
attention.
Allegedly.
I'll make her pay.
I don't know. She doesn't look so good.
We'll take a break and come back with more. Rob, after this.
Are you overworked? Do you need a vacation? Has it been over 10 years? It's time for you and your friends to join me, Jimmy Cerrito, from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in New Orleans for the Mike O'Mara Show Live. Just make the decision. Get off the fence. Quit pushing it back. Get online. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Buy your tickets to the show. Book your flight. Book your train. Take a Harley. And get to New Orleans on the weekend of Saturday, April 15th. We'll see you there. Come on, just do it. Everyone needs more vacations. Everyone needs more vacations. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay, Jimmy.
Yes.
Spring has officially sprung. By the way, we're going to bring some Liquid IV to New Orleans and throw them out to the crowd. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I got a big box of them, and Carla steals them. She's not stealing the big box this time. I'm taking it to NOLA. Mm-hmm. We should ship them down there and send them out to people. Ask the good people at Liquid IV if they don't mind that. Spring has officially sprung, and by the way, we'll open the big boxes up so we can zing them all over. That'd be great.
I'll bring a slingshot.
And it's definitely getting warmer. Here in Florida, it's downright toasty. That's why I need to stay hydrated, and I do so hot at Michael's Flag Football. I'll tell you that yesterday.
Another bad news Bears team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning. before a workout when you feel run down after a long night out and on long flights. So convention, I'm sorry, not convention, you moron. So convenient to use. And Liquid IV.
So convenient.
It's made with premium ingredients.
Great for your eyes.
It's wonderful. The new sea berry or strawberry lemonade flavors. I didn't know they had new ones.
Yes.
I'm going out to my box right now and get them. Also, Concord grape, lemon lime, pina colada, tropical punch, watermelon, strawberry, passion fruit. What sounds like a spread at Pauly Christine's house. All great.
Oh.
Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and it is oh so delicious. The best way to start your day. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hello.
Flip side. Mike, we didn't get to it, and I feel I should say it. Happy anniversary. Today marks 31 years we have worked together.
Oh,
we made it another year.
We did.
We made it another year.
We were going to celebrate 30 years, but my alcoholism prevented me. So,
yes, that's exciting, and I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that. I think you are, too.
I am.
And it's nice to have longer than any relationship I've ever had. And
add it up.
All your marriages really, put together.
Yeah, and I mean, and this one's dysfunctional too. So it's great. It's exciting. It's wonderful, and I'm glad you're here, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad
really
you're
am.
Here too, Mike. It's 30 wonderful is what
30
it is.
30 wonderful years. Hooray, hooray.
Mike,
now,
his name
don't is, get happy.
I haven't been happy since 1982.
Very good. Okay.
His name is Jordan Simons.
Mm.
And he has a
By the way, I'm sorry. It's just a little distracting. We have a wrecking ball going on next door.
I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it. Then we're
okay,
good.
I can't hear it. The listeners
we'll
can't.
We'll go move ahead.
His name is Jordan Simons, and he has a following on TikTok and YouTube. He's a rapper, but his source material are classic Dr. Seuss books.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where you were with Michael. Dr. Seuss was right in my wheelhouse when I was little, so I remember these. Here's his version of Fox and Socks, a book I actually had.
Yo, this is Fox and Socks, written by Dr. Seuss, and I'm going to rap this book. Fox, socks, box, knocks, knocks and box, and Fox and Socks, knocks on Fox and Socks and box, socks on knocks and knocks and box, box and socks on box on knocks, chicks with bricks come, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks, some looks-er, Mr. Knoxer, let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, first I'll make a quick trick, bricks act, then I'll make a quick trick, blocks act, you can make a quick trick, kick stack, you can make a quick trick, clocks act, here's a new trick, Mr. Knox, socks on chicks and chicks on box. Box on clocks, on bricks on blocks, bricks and blocks on knocks on box. Now we've come to ticks and talks or try to say
I couldn't even read it that fast, and he's rapping. I just thought it was very,
It'll
very
be okay.
cool. It will, Jimmy. He also does a Mr. Brown Can Moo, Can You? But it's fun to check out. His name is Jordan Simons. Now, Oscar sent me this. I love this. This is the Home Depot garden department. And, you know, that's the part that's usually outside of a Home Depot. And they've set up sort of an orchestra. There's lengths of PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy slamming a grill lid.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy with
Are
a hose nozzle.
Are these employees of
they
the
They appear
depot?
To be employees of the depot.
Okay.
And then flower pots that they hit. This they call the sound of spring.
I'd stop and watch that.
It was great.
That smells like fertilizer over there.
It does.
I was so impressed.
Imagine walking into that Home Depot and you hear that and you walk up to one of the employees and say, where's that music coming from? And they go, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that, Mike, explains why no one can help you because five of them are practicing.
Or they go like this. I think it's over there.
Yeah. Could you wear a dirtier apron with a magic marker name on it, please? Hi, my name is Idiot. This is
not almost.
Yeah. Well, I'm just painting with broad strokes.
Lowe's has better customer service at this point in my life than the Home Depot.
Mike, this is another great April Fool's joke. Usher was in concert on April Fool's Day, and he did this.
I said I would have a special surprise for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You guys want to know what that surprise is? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, put your hands together for the one, the only, Beyonce.
Great. I was hoping it would be the big one. I was hoping it would be Beyonce.
April Fools.
That's fantastic.
And let us
That's
close.
Awesome.
Let's close with this because, Mike, I know, and many people know, you were a bus driver at one point.
I was, absolutely. I loved it.
Well, in Ohio, one of our favorite states, a bus driver had to resign after a video of her went viral. Apparently, a person on the bus, it looked like high schoolers, mm-hmm. took a spray of perfume, and this lady doesn't like perfume.
Give me the perfume.
I didn't do anything.
I know I can smell it.
I didn't do anything.
Sick of you. I'm done with it. I'm going to start kicking some serious. Do you hear me?
Yes.
My foot's going to be so far up your. It's going to dangle out your. Nose. I'm done with you.
The best thing
I'd
is
give
that
her a raise.
The superintendent, Mike.
I know, Oscar bus lines.
The superintendent issued a letter that said, "We find her behavior unacceptable."
Wow. Wow, my foot will be so far up your ass.
It'll dangle out your nose. Mike, that is all
oh
I have.
Oh, my God. Man, happy day. You never know when you're sending the kiddies off to school what's going to happen, right? Yes, sirree. Yeah, I wonder if she ever does the neck trick. Oh, I can cop to this now. That's where you come to a stop sign and you kind of put a little extra pressure and you see all the yapping, misbehaving kids next to you. That gets their attention, boy. A little cervical spine damage. That's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Neck trick.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It'll be okay.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.